This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Macau, China, is sometimes referred to as the Las Vegas of the East for being a gambling hub. It's the only place in China where gambling is legal, making up about half of Macau's GDP. But the actual Las Vegas makes much more from entertainment than it does from betting, and China would like that for Macau, too. The BBC's Cindy Su reports from Macau.
Inside this casino at one of Macau's big gambling resorts, the Venetian, the gaming tables are full with customers. Many are playing baccarat, the most popular table game. But larger crowds are gathered in the resort's non-gaming areas, enjoying free entertainment as they watch a magician. One of the people in the crowd is Wendy Qiao, a tourist from mainland China who has no interest in gambling.
There are a lot of things here that I can't see in Shenzhen, where I come from. I came here to also eat some Macau specialty food, such as Portuguese tarts, pork jerky.
She's the kind of tourist Beijing desperately wants Macau to attract. Its casinos no longer provide just slot machines and game tables, but have built water parks, a VR martial arts play area, and even a zip line. But the vast majority of money still comes from mainland Chinese gamblers. Ben Li is from iGameX, a Macau-based gaming consultancy.
With the handover, the idea was that Hong Kong would become the financial capital of this region and Macau would become the entertainment center. 20 years down the track, Macau has become a gambling center for Chinese gamblers mainly.
He says Macau's gaming revenue was more than three times that of Las Vegas before the pandemic. But iGameX research shows it earns just 5% of its revenue from non-gaming, compared to Las Vegas's 70%. Casino operators have struggled to draw non-gambler tourists by simply opening retail stores or holding concerts, as the culture is very different. Beijing has tried to wean Macau off its dependence on Chinese gamblers who bring in around $150 billion a year. It restricts the number of visits Chinese residents can make and bans Macau's casinos from advertising in mainland China.
The Gaming Bureau noted that the six gaming operators have fulfilled the commitments under their licensing agreements.
A local TV station reports a new rule that requires the casinos to invest heavily, nearly $14 billion in total, in non-gaming events such as conventions and exhibitions, water parks, concerts, and even revitalizing old districts. Gaming industry expert Ben Li says in order to do that, the government will have to resolve labor shortages and transportation issues, as well as bringing in more English-speaking service staff. It will also mean casinos will have to put up with making less profit and doing more work. In Macau, I'm the BBC's Cindy Su for Marketplace.